It's my pleasure to talk to Mr. Excited. Now, we know a bit about Mr. Excited. We've spoken to him on a few occasions. He organises a lot of car shows around the place, and quite a number of them he's either raising money for charity or he's getting people together. He's part of other groups like Crank Up and those sorts of things. So thought it was time to catch up with him again. So welcome, Mr. Excited.
Hey, Alan, how are you, my friend?
I'm going really well, and I know you always are. You're always an excited man. So, first of all, I believe you had something down in Manhattan. Was it Manhattan or the York where you had something on?
I had a sold-out, jam-packed show when it was 3 degrees at the York on Lilydale last month. And it was my biggest ever turnout at the York by a country mile, believe it or not. And it was
crazy. How many cars would you have had, Greg?
Well, the place, York and Lilydale, fits about 400, and I had over 500. So the poor staff had nowhere to park who were coming to work that day. So it was a bit bedlam. It was a bit bedlam, but it was a wicked morning, mate. I was actually shocked how big it was, but it was fantastic.
I didn't think the blokes brought cars out when it was cold and wet.
Well, mate, me and my son Cody left at 7 in the morning. We had our beanies on. We had a Duna blanket on while we were in the Chevy. And it was freezing, and there was ice. There was actually ice coming off my car as I was driving down Warby Highway, so it was freezing.
Because the old Chevy would have a heater in it, would it?
No way. No way. So it was really cold, but the turnout, It was a phenomenal. Like, the 3 years ago, I did my first ever car show. It was at the York and Lilydale, and it was during the summer. And this show in the winter was bigger. It was phenomenal. Terrific. Unbelievable.
And, of course, apart from the cars, you no doubt got a lot of people along to have a look at them.
Oh yeah, we the thing is too, it's not all about the car shows at all. We have a lot of kids and young families now rocking up at every show now. It's a community event for all the locals and anyone nearby, and usually people come by and then turn around and go, "Wow, we thought we'd pull in because we just saw all these shiny cars." And yeah, that's how it usually happens, but it's for everyone, so it's a good thing.
That's terrific. So now, what have you got coming up, Glenn?
Well, this month, mate, the shows go on. This month, I've got my next show is at the Manhattan Hotel on the 27th of July on a Sunday from 9:30 to 12. I'll have trophies again. I'll have 10 trophies, free giveaways from Bowdens, and heaps of stuff going on. So that's my next show.
Yep. And then you've got a big one coming up late in the year, haven't you, if I remember rightly, up at Yarra Glen or somewhere?
Yeah. No, not Yarra Glen. My big one will be at the Manhattan Hotel at the last show of the year on the 14th of December for MMD.
That's right.
For Bumblebee MMD at the Manhattan Hotel, who MMD, Bumblebee are associated with the Neil Danaher Foundation. They're all connected, and I'm doing a huge fundraiser for them at the end of the year for my last show of the year.
Oh, that's terrific. It's a great cause. But haven't you got one up Yarra Glen or somewhere on a winery that you were telling us about?
Oh, no, I've got one on this is exciting, actually. Yep. I've got a massive event Sunday the 25th of October at Yarra Farm Fresh Strawberry Farm down there at Coldstream.
That's it.
So, yeah, that's going to be a huge, it's a twilight show. So it's from 5 o'clock in the afternoon onwards. And it's going to be a beautiful setting. It's going to be, if it's not raining, of course, but it should be.
We should be right by there, surely to goodness.
Well, let's pray, mate, because I've had a lot of good luck even through winter. So, yeah, we've got one there. But the Croydon Main Street as well on the 6th of September, which I've nearly already full already. We've already had over 100 cars register for the Croydon Main Street already for the 6th of September, and we only have 150 spots. So they're going super fast, and that's an absolute fantastic family show. That's a big festival virtually. Heaps of things to do.
There are plenty of old cars around, aren't there?
Oh, there's heaps. Victoria, for me, is phenomenal for car scene. We're a very small state, but We have got a huge amount of passionate car people who have usually more than one classic car, usually most of them.
Yeah, it surprised me how many people do have more than one car.
Well, nearly most of my friends, I'll be honest, and I won't name their names, but most of the guys who come to my shows, nearly, I think, about 99% of them all have all more than one car. That's why they make it very hard for me to recognise them every show, because they're in a different car. And I'm like, oh, who's that? And they're like, hey, Mr. Excited. And I'm like, oh, damn, I didn't recognise you. You just bought a new Corvette.
Gee.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't know there was that much money around with people having all these cars, but I'm just surprised. You talk to someone, they say, oh, yeah, I've got half a dozen. You think, blimey.
Well, yeah, it is amazing. But, you know, like what I love is a lot of people just have a lot of cars that actually were hand-me-downs from their grandfather or grandfather or grandparents. And a lot of people have original cars that really – they've just kept in the family and have never sold out of the family. So I tell you what, I tell you, I love the stories behind each vehicle. I really love the stories.
Yeah, there are some terrific stories. Glenn, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
No problem.
Thanks.
I've been here before, making up my mind, halfway out the door, washing on the line, group chat is a strong light. There's always things to do. Big call, but I just might forget I'm not with you. I'm better than before, like 85%. You're not my every thought. Maybe now and then, say yes to the invite. Replace you with a friend, 'cause I'm up for a big night that's never gonna end.
Talking to Mr. Excited about the different car shows he runs. Glenn, I didn't get the full details. We need, because I really want to promote this one on the 14th of December. I think Neil Danaher has done such a terrific job for that disease, and how he keeps going, I just don't know, but I think he's a fabulous guy. Can you tell, it's on the 14th of December. Can you tell us the times and where it is again, please, Glenn?
Yeah, 9:30 to 12. All food will be there. We'll have coffee vans. We'll have all the foods and everything. We've got prizes and giveaways. We'll have trophies, etc. And we've a few of my sponsors are actually getting behind this event as well. So there'll be more to announce what they're doing for that. But we're still looking for any companies or businesses who want to get behind this event and donate towards it, because it's a real... it's a real important event, and it's really to raise funds for the science behind MMD. And yeah, that's where the money goes. It's for the research to find out, a bit more on this disease, this horrible disease. And Neil Danaher is just an absolute legend of a human being. So this event's a big one for the end of the year. Usually all my events at the end of the year are my biggest, so this is why I've chosen the charity event on the last one of the year.
And did you say that was at the Manhattan?
The Manhattan Hotel, yes.
Right.
Yep.
I hadn't written that down. I think I particularly want to keep promoting that because I think Neil has done a terrific job for that disease. And as I say, how he keeps going, I'm not really sure. I think other people might have given up along the way, but Neil's going to fight this right to the very end, isn't he?
Oh, no doubt about it. And Bumblebee for MMD, who are a husband and wife who run that part of it, run their own. It's their charity, but they are co-hosts with Neil Danaher. It's just they've got a little bit of a catch to it called Bumblebee for MMD, which is a bit catchy. So yep. They're part of it, they're driving like 7 hours away. To be a part of that day as well, the MMD crew. So that's they live past Mount Buffalo.
Gee.
So they are very committed to the cause, and they're super excited that I reached out to them to raise funds and money for this this foundation, which I really wanted to do it. Like I say, I've been an Essendon supporter all my life, and I've actually met a few of the Danahers. So, they're just a great family, and yeah, a horrible disease, but they need more funds to really find out, the science behind it all. So,
absolutely. All right, I'm just going to take one quick break, and then we'll be back to wind it up with Mr. Excited.
Hello, it is Frank Van Poelvoorde, also known as Frankie Van. Please join me every Friday between 6 and 9 for the world-famous breakfast show on your favourite station, Yarra FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Thank you.
Now, Glenn, over the next few months, we've still got a little while till December, although the way the months are flying by, it's going to be, yeah, quicker than what we think. We'll keep promoting that because I think anything we can do to help Neil Danaher along with all that he's done is absolutely fantastic. So it's the 14th of December down at the Manhattan, 9:30 to 12:00. But we'll keep mentioning it. So if you could, but best people put it in their calendars now so that they don't miss out, because we'd love to see as much money raised for them as we can. And also, you talk about Bumblebee. I'll try and get them in one day or talk to them on the phone and see if we can't promote that a bit along. So your next one's the 27th of July, which I think is Sunday week. Am I right?
Yep. And coming up very quickly. Yeah, every month, I reckon it's going quicker and quicker lately.
Oh, it's shocking. Down at the Manhattan Hotel there? There's plenty of parking down there, isn't there?
Oh, there's plenty, but I'm running out of room, believe it or not. I had near 1,100 cars there at my last show there.
So, 1,100?
Yes, yep.
Gee, are they all out of Melbourne? That sounds a lot of cars, isn't it?
They're all from Melbourne, but from cars travelled from Geelong, past Whittlesea, all to have a coffee with Mr. Excited. I ran out of room. I really did. I had cars parked up near Red Rooster and Shell Service Station, and it was bedlam. And that was only 2 months ago. It wasn't even that hot either.
It was terrific weather, was it?
Yeah, and we can't forget too, it's not actually posted up on Facebook, but in the next couple of weeks, the big event as well, what's coming up, what I'm going to be involved in for the first time is the Maroondah Festival on the 9th of November. So that's confirmed and I'm booked in for that. So, that's coming at the 9th of November, Maroondah Festival, but it's about to come on Facebook in the next couple of weeks.
And where's that being held, Glenn, the car show?
Well, I'm not actually sure where they do the festival there because they haven't gave me the mapping or location, but it's all in works. They're just finalizing everything. But next time I talk to you, I'll have more details on that. But I've got other exciting news. Oh, do you want to know the other exciting news?
Go for it.
Yes, what, mate? What? In the next couple of days. Yep. My merch is about to be released, my merchandise, Mr. Excited's merchandise.
So you've up till now you haven't had anything, have you?
None. Zero. People have been asking about it for about 2-3 years and I've had kids and adults and everyone saying, well, when can we have a Mr. Excited shirt or a Team Excited shirt? Well, it's all confirmed, mate. I've got 5 different designs. It's all going to come up live on Custom Craft, who will be making them all and shipping them all and sending them all. I'm super excited, mate. I've only found this out in the last 24 hours.
So how are people going to get hold of this merchandise, Clint?
Well, I'll have a link on my page on Mr. Excited and Friends Classic Cars Worldwide Facebook page, and then I'll have a link to Custom Craft, who are located in Bayswater.
Yep.
And they print it, pack it, and you can order 5 different types of designs. It's not just one design. There's 5 different types. So it's absolutely exciting, mate. When I send, I'm going to get you a shirt. Don't you worry, mate. Free of charge. because I think you deserve it.
I don't expect anything. So is it mainly just shirts you're selling or stubbies?
No, at the start, we're only doing hoodies and T-shirts to start off. And if everything goes well, we'll do things like keyrings and hats and stubby holders or whatever, but at the moment we're just excited. This has taken me 6 months to get this going because there's a lot of work behind the scenes, and I even had a graphic artist all the way from Sydney actually do all the brand new artwork for it. So it's been 6 months in the making, mate, and I'm super excited about it. So
you should be. We look forward to seeing that. So next time we see your smiling face, you should have your Mr. Excited merchandise with you.
Oh, I will, mate. And like I said, mate, I'm dropping you off a hoodie, mate, especially for the winter, mate. So
I don't expect anything.
No, I'm looking forward to it, but it's a big year ahead. There's so much I'm looking forward to. Like I said, MMD, I can't wait to get get it. And I was going to say quickly too, if any companies or businesses want to get involved in the MMD event for the end of the year, please contact me on Facebook, or look up Glenn Higginson, email me or, just message me on Facebook or whatever, and I'd love to get your support behind that.
Well, it'd be terrific. And I guess anything with MND would have a tax status too, wouldn't it? It was
cut. Oh, absolutely.
So they'd be able to claim the tax back. So look, here's a great way you can have a bit of fun and also put some money towards Neil Danaher, because I think any money that can go to that disease, it's not just Neil that suffers. I mean, there are a number of other people that have this monstrous disease anyway.
There's a lot of people who have it that I already know there's a lot of people who have it, people who I've not even met before. But, it's actually there's more people who have got it now. So,
I got to say that Neil has done, apart from being what looks like a terrific guy, he's really put that disease on the map, so that instead of being just something that a few people had and nobody bothered to take any notice, I mean, he's put it on the national stage, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, it's global. It's huge. You've got everyone from every walk of life, all behind this behind him and his foundation. Everyone's behind it. So I might as well, I wanted to do my bit. So there you go.
So good. I've got to go, Glenn. Thank you for your time. We'll talk to you next month.
Oh, thank you so much, Alan. Have a great day and stay excited, all.
So do you, mate. Bye.